Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Going to PaperCon 2018? Visit C.R. Meyer at booth 628. We are a nationwide industrial general contractor specializing in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Learn how we can provide value to you as we continuously develop our skilled workforce at our new Charles R. Meyer Leadership Center. Visit crmeyer.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Let's Wrap Up Maintenance Month. And here's what Jim has to say about that. I'm at the IDCON Pulp and Paper Industry Reliability and Maintenance Conference in Raleigh, North Carolina this week. Paparitalo Publications has been a media partner for this conference, and we've been a long-term supporter of IDCON. So what do they talk about at maintenance conferences? The latest tolerances for setting a pump? Alignment allowances for offset machine center lines? Mean time between failures? None of the above. Matthew Szymanski of Green Bay Packaging talked about attitude, commitment, communications, and resources. Other speakers had similar themes. My own personal experience bears this out. I can go in most mills and find lockers full of alignment lasers, torque wrenches, oil sample gathering equipment, and on and on. In poorly run mills, these expensive items are gathering dust. Buying fancy equipment, building training centers, reorganizing shops and stores mean nothing if there is not an attitude that will sustain their efficient use. Communication goes right along with attitude. Communications in particular is a multidimensional challenge. There must be adequate vertical communications. The executive offices must acknowledge that proper reliability and maintenance practices are expected, while those at the shop floor must communicate what they need to do their jobs effectively. Horizontal communications are vital too, peer-to-peer within the facility or within other facilities in the company. A good dose of encouragement liberally sprayed around lets the wrench turners know that operations and management have their backs and support them. On the other hand, one speaker talked about processes that had become people-centric rather than system-driven. In other words, what people wanted to do had become the metric, not what a systematic plan said needed to be done. So while we praise people for doing the right thing, we make sure that everyone understands that doing the right thing means executing the well-defined systematic approach to reliability and maintenance. As Krister Idhammer said on the opening day, people can't be more effective than the system they are working in allows them to be. So true, if your system is defective, heroic efforts cannot fix it or fix your maintenance problems. One unabashedly carried theme of the conference was this: there's really nothing new here, and I think this was being a bit modest on the organizers' and speakers' parts. But the real question is this: are you doing what we are talking about here back at your place of employment? In other words, we all know how to perform best maintenance practices. The issue is why we are not doing so. These are sober thoughts to be seriously considered by today's managers. We take safety seriously because not to do so is catastrophic. We should adopt the same attitude toward our maintenance practices. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.